In case some of you have been new to us here at Fellowship over the last couple of years or months or whatever, I want you to know we're a serving church. Say that with me. Can we say it loud like we mean it? There's a difference. Some type of churches you go to, it's what can you do for me? That's not the kind of church we want to be. You understand? Now, we want to serve others, but if you're part of us, we want you to serve other people. Did you hear me today? Yes or no? Are y'all listening or did I lose you real quick? Say. No, it's not very attractive, it's not very appealing to go to a church where they're not serving people. All it takes is one pain in the rear end, that will take somebody that's coming. You know how hard it is for somebody who's lost to actually get their tail in a car and come to church on a Sunday? You know how hard that is, say? Took my mom over 40 years to go to church. Can you imagine the day she walked up, if when she got to that campus that day we walked to church, if there hadn't have been, when we walked to the edge of the property, it was Jimmy Wallace right there. Jimmy met us at the edge of the property. And he said, "Hey, Miss Ann," because he knew Mama from the restaurant. Do you know what? You know what that did for us, say? It took two people, and I'd cussed her out the whole way up the church. You know, dumbest idea ever. We're going to go to church. Are you kidding me? Because you're drunk one night listening to Billy Graham. Are you serious? But because there was a servant who ran the tire place in town, Wallace Tire, I didn't know Jimmy went to church. There's Jimmy. Jimmy Wallace. Big guy. Worked on tires all week. Had the black fingernails and all that kind of mess because he worked on the cars. Choke you, that guy's so big. But there he was loving on Miss Ann, my mama. Serving. Do you understand? Yes or no? It's who we are. We're fixing to celebrate 12 years. We're doing it right now. Very important that we talk about this subject today. Let's look at it, buddy. Here we go. We're going to fly good as we can. You won't be a servant, though, unless you have that attitude to serve. Amen? You got to get that attitude. You got to get that attitude. This is why I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. God loves me. Come on. I have an opportunity to bless people. You know, servitude, a servant of Jesus Christ. Say that with me. Servitude, a what? Let's talk about it this morning. Now we're going. We're rolling now. Let's see what we can find today, Rod. Let's go with the message. Servitude, or a servant. The word literally, say it with me. I want you to learn it. It literally means what? Bondage. I'm in bondage to Jesus. Aren't you glad that you're in bondage to Jesus? Aren't you glad that Jesus is holding you? Say. I'm His, baby. Amen. Come on. The word literally means bondage. Okay? It means a slave to somebody. A slave to someone. That's where that word servant, I think you know that. If somebody has a servant, you know, it's just another word for slave. A servant. You mean, Clark, we're to be slaves? Yeah, to Jesus we are. Why would you give him anything less than that, say? Than total bondage, total control, total allegiance. Why would I give him anything less since he's given everything to me? Amen. Yes or no? That's why when it's his word, he says his word is thus says the Lord. His word ain't there to hurt me, it's to help me. Why wouldn't I eat it all, man? Why wouldn't I take it all? Come on. So servitude. Obviously it comes from the word servant. We're rolling. A servant is a person hired or what? Bought to work in a house. So a servant is, they're either hired or bought to work in a house. You and I have been what? You've been bought with a price. You and I have been bought with a price. The precious blood of Jesus Christ. What? I think this is the problem in a lot of places, and it can be in your mind today. You need to get it down. I'm to be a servant of Jesus Christ. And by the way, this is the happy life. It's funny, people that want to be served aren't happy. Have you noticed that, say? They go to Publix and they're just, I got to watch my language. They get so ticked off. You give me the right bag. It's a good thing I'm not a cashier. That'd be local cashier choked people at Publix. You know what I mean? Oh, they can give you a bag. How about this? Come over to the counter. Come on. Have you noticed that people that don't serve aren't happy? Yes or no? Have you noticed that? Yes or no? Guys, we're trying to tell people about Jesus and come to fellowship, but if you're giving off this, I ain't happy because it's all about me. Don't be surprised if you don't have much. A, you ain't going to have many friends, and you're not going to have much influence. Amen? Say. This is beautiful. We've been bought with a price. We haven't been hired by Jesus. He bought us. Amen. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? You are housing the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the living God, which is in you, which you have of who? And you are not your what? Paul's writing saying, don't you know this? Can't you heard this? Come on. For you are bought with a what? Can we say that so loud? You are bought with a whoop. Yes, sir. Therefore. When you see therefore in the Bible, it's there for a reason. It means go back and see what was before it. When you see therefore, it's there for a reason. For you're bought with a price, therefore. Wait a minute, what is that therefore? Well, since I've been bought with a price, there's something coming. Therefore, I'm to do what? Say it with me. Glorify in your, and in your what? Which or who? And it's funny, that word spirit, I know it's talking about Holy Spirit, but I think it's talking about our own spirit. We need to glorify the Lord in our spirit. And we need to, when you're a servant, that spirit is coming out. Amen, yes or no? The thing I fell in love with, and I'm continuing to fall in love with my wife Kim, is her spirit. People don't know her, and they'll ask me a little bit about her. And I don't mean to be derogatory, but I'll say this. I'll say, she's humble as dirt. I don't mean it derogatory. That's like a big compliment coming from me, because that's what I would have said about my mother. My mother was as humble as dirt on that ground. My mama was not too humble to pick up something on the side of the road. My mother was not too humble to take a few coupons and go buy some ladies in the church some toilet tissue, some tampons or something. My mother was not too humble. Was not so that she couldn't go and help people in need, their real need that they had because they didn't have anything. Are you hearing me today? Say. Yeah, praise the Lord. Humility, man. Humbleness. Serving. And I'm just, you know, Kim and I, we're still falling in love. Amen? But I love that about her. There's not a thing that she wouldn't do for me. There's not a thing she wouldn't do for my children. I'm talking about Mitch and Elise. Isn't that crazy, say? Not a thing she wouldn't do for her young'uns, for her family. Amen? And I got her concentrating on that right now. Amen? There's also, she would do that for you. The point is that humility, serving. Got it? Yes or no? And don't think. I'm telling you what, we can dress up all this and we can do all that, but I'm going to tell you something is really coming out of us, and that's our spirit if we're serving or not. Did you hear me, yes or no? You hone in on that. You don't see it. That won't bring more good things and even good people into your life. You listening? Okay, come on. I'm getting off track here, Rog. That's all right. Rog, you're never going to make it. For he that is called in the Lord... you've been bought with a price. For he that is called in the Lord, being a what? Is the Lord's free man. See, that's the beautiful thing. You've been bought with a price, but Jesus said, you know what? You're an ambassador down here on this earth for me now. I own you. I bought you, but I'm going to let you be free. Just represent me. Amen? Serve other people like I did. Love on people like I did. Likewise, also, he that is called being free is Christ what? Oh, I love this verse. You are what? Be not ye the servants of men. Now, we're to serve men, but no man owns you. You understand that? He owns me. any service I do for a man or a woman is because of him. See, if I serve because of a man or a woman, I can get a little bent out of shape sometime at a man or a woman. Is that right? Yes or no? But because of him, if I'm serving him, I can overcome and I can remain a servant. Yes or no? You understand? Let that motivate you. It's the crux of the matter for me as far as serving Jesus Christ. I think it's amazing. You don't know sometimes the quality, the successes of the people that are pushing wheelchairs around here and putting out signs and setting up things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the people that they're very talented. They have all kinds of gifting, but they choose to get up early to come and serve. Amen. It's a beautiful thing, the church of the living God. Come on, servant of Jesus. I'm not my own. I'm bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I've been talking too much. Say that with me. I am not my own. I am bought with the... Woo! How's that work for you? Pretty good? Works for me, baby. I love it. It's what motivates me. It drives my engine. Because Gary's got lots of issues, in case y'all hadn't figured out. What keeps Gary showing up? I bought with a price. Precious blood of Jesus. Amen? Man, if he can use me, he can use anybody. Amen? Come on. But he can use me. Let's talk a little bit. Do you know what the opposite of servitude is? Here's the opposite of servitude. Say it with me. Self. Now, and we like us. So this is going to be a battle, isn't it? Serving Jesus or serving me, because I like me. So it's going to be a battle. Self, it literally means one's what? The word self literally means one's own person. So if you're selfish, you're concerned about one's own person, you. I'm concerned about me, myself, and I. See, and that's not the deal here. It's not going to fly. Selfish. What is selfishness? It's acting for or thinking of one's own well-being what? Can we say that so we get that down today? Selfish. Say it with me. Acting for or thinking of one's own well-being only. I'm not here trying to get on to folk today. I'm just trying to let you know. How's your tood? We say at Fellowship, we love Jesus, we love people. When you say we love Jesus and we love people, there ain't a whole lot of room for selfishness. Amen? And that's who we are. That's who we always have been from the get-go. Now, we've had to find out who we are. We've had to work our way out, you know, and it's been good. We don't forget who we are. Amen? Come on. Well, great days ahead of us in the future. If we love Jesus and we love people... Oh, my goodness, I see incredible things God's going to do through us. Amen? And for his kingdom, it's incredible. Now, look at how adding self can screw up some otherwise pretty good words. Look how adding the word self can really mess up some other pretty good words. Let's look at it. Centered isn't a bad word. Importance is not a bad word. Interest is a good word. Reliant, boy, that's a good word. Righteous, that's a great word. Seeking. Sufficient, all wonderful words. If you look them up, you'll go, wow, what nice words in the dictionary. But let's add self to them. How'd that do to that word? How we like that? Did that just mess that word up pretty big time? Let's try another one. Self-important. I am who really matters. You don't. And I'm going to tell you something. Your spirit's telling other people that. Come to Jesus. Why would I come to Jesus when you're all that matters, dude? Self-interest. It's all about my what? You see how self can really mess up some otherwise pretty good words? Don't be surprised that putting self in front of your life might mess up your life and your witness and your power and your family. And your other relationships, and your overall happiness. Self-reliant. I can do it what? I like it when people try and they don't try to get other folks to always do for them. Okay, I like that. But come on, you need to know that I can do all things through who? Who strengthens me. Amen. Self what? Wow, that really messed that word up big time. Wow. Righteous, what a beautiful word. Put self in front of it. Ooh, it stinks. I am right. Because when I say I am right, I'm saying you're wrong, especially if I'm giving that off. Amen? Let's go back to Publix with the bag. You're telling that person behind that counter, you're an idiot. You're useless. You can't even get a bag right. How does that sound, say, when you look at it like that? Or the waitress is a little late to the table. You know, she might have young'uns at home, too. She might have a life going on somewhere else that's pretty a crisis. You know what I'm saying? Her mind could be all over the place. Do we ever think what's going on in the kitchen with the cook? But we take it and we go ahead and make her feel like she's not worth a dime. Are y'all listening? It's a pretty tough message. Is it too tough on you today or not? Seeking's a good thing to do, but self-seeking is what's good for who? And then finally, self-sufficient. I'm fine. I don't need God. I don't need you. I don't need anybody. How's that go, say? And we're like that sometimes. We get frustrated. We just, hey, I'm you know, good. Get out of here. I'm good. You know, I do that. I'm horrible at it. This isn't just for you guys. This is me, man. I need this. This is Gary. I need this stuff. Servitude. Now, building on self is building on what? Come on. Building on self is building on what? Sand. But building on servitude is building on a what? Yeah. If you serve, I'm telling you this right now, you are building that on a rock. Ooh, that's great. That's great. You can serve. How many of you serve somebody and it just feels fantastic? Can I see that? Amen. Come on. How many of you serve somebody you saw it help change their life? Can I see some hands? Isn't that incredible? Isn't that incredible? Say. Beautiful, man. That's what we're about here. Fellowship Church is celebrating 12 years. 12 years. Our mission is, what's the mission of Fellowship Church? Say it with me. We love and we love. Say it with me again. We love and we love. That's our mission. You know, what's Fellowship Church about? Is it about Pastor Gary? Hey, I'm here. I'm the pastor. I'm glad to be here. But at the end of the day, it's about we love Jesus and we love people. I need to be promoting as the pastor. It needs to be said of my life. Pastor Gary Clark loves Jesus. Pastor Gary Clark loves people. Do I get it right all the time? No. And there's a good chance you might not get it right all the time. But that needs to be what identifies me. You listening, yes or no? People ought not go. Now, they listen to me on the radio sometimes and go, well, he says he loves Jesus. He sounds like a lunatic. Well, I'm sorry. Lady at McDonald's today, she said, I heard you for the first time on the radio this week. And I was waiting for her. And the lady said, Pat, are you here? Miss Pat, where are you at? Oh, second service, Miss Pat will be here. Yeah, Miss Pat said, I said, what was I, a lunatic? And Miss Pat spoke up, who comes here. She said, no, I tell people you're dynamic. Hilarious. Oh, yeah. Thank you. That's Miss Pat being a servant, isn't it? The point is, that needs to mark my life, though. I love Jesus. I love people. Amen? What's different between you and me? Why shouldn't it mark your life? Amen? Say. Don't we put the preacher up here sometime, and he's supposed to do this, and he's supposed to be all that? Well, buddy, I've been ripping that down for years. I'm just like you. The best thing we got going for us here as church, we love Jesus, we love people, and if people can come and say, they're just like me. They're just like me. They're not better than me. They're just like me. And if they can look up on a stage and, you know, the really screwed up one is that preacher on that stage, well, good. No, but to be relatable, say relatable. Can people relate to people who think they're better than them? Yes or no? No. Because if you find somebody, if you're selfish and you meet somebody who's selfish, y'all just going to fight, see who's the best at it. It's a never-ending game. Come on. What does church mean? Church literally means what? Called out ones. We're called out. We're called out of this world. We're called out ones. The early church was a day-to-day reality. The early church was a day-to-day reality. It was not a once-a-week what? That's why I love it that you put a sticker in your car. You put a shirt on your back one day or a hat on your head sometime. During the week, man, why? Because church ain't just about a once-a-week ritual. I'm called to love you and love this community. Amen. Say. Come on. That's the way the early church did it. Now, they did it a lot because they were being persecuted. You read all kinds of stuff in the Bible about, and I can't get into it now, but the church of Jesus Christ early was persecuted. They had church from house to house. That wasn't necessarily by choice, people. It's because the neighbors down the street had just had their house burned down, maybe. And people were helping others. They were selling everything they had as others had need. Remember? We're going to see it here. The Bible says they met daily. They cared daily. You think we should do that? Say. You think we ought to get together sometime as believers in this body? I'm talking about just with friends, with others. If they want to do that, then just on Sunday, say. Sure. They cared daily. They won souls daily. They searched the Scriptures when? Just on Sunday? No. They increased in number when? We're not increasing in number here on Sunday because, look, it's Sunday. No, we're increasing in number because what's happening in the community throughout the week, and then those people make a decision to come on Sunday. Amen. Jesus Christ had risen. He was a living reality to them. Is He a living reality to you? If you want to be a servant, He must be a living reality to you. Jesus Christ's power was working in them, in their lives through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, living God, was inside of them. He's inside of us. But He's not going to work through us unless we are serving. You listening? Come on, I know I'm beating this horse pretty hard. Jesus died to purchase the church. That's what He did. Husbands, love your wives as Christ also loved the church and did what? Gave Himself. You talk about serving. Jesus arose to give the church resurrected life. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in Me, though he were what? Yet shall he live. He gives you life, man. And whosoever lives and believes in Me shall never what? Do you believe that? If you believe that, live like that. Serve people. You got the greatest message anybody can ever give. The message of Jesus. Jesus ascended to be the head of the church. Has put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church. So it's not about a pecking order here. There's one pecking order here. Him. You see that? Yes or no? You need, please, Pastor Gary, are you kidding me? Or I got to get in with this folk or that folk to get their favor? No, you don't. Listen, get His favor. Amen. Yes or no? He's head over this church. The Holy Spirit makes the church what? One body. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews, Gentiles, Southerners, Northerners, whether we be bond or free. And we've been all made to drink into one what? For the body is not one member, but what? It's many. It's us working together. And what's the goal? To love Jesus and to what? To love people. Amen? Have I lost you today? This isn't too hard, is it? Servitude. In bondage. A slave. That's what it means. Servitude. The early church. And we're going to finish with a rapid run. Can we do that? Can I do it? Raj, can you do it? Can you do it? Do you see what I have to put up with? Here we go. It's a good thing I don't work at Publix and you're coming through the line. Right now. Here we go. Here we go. Let's see the early church and the servitude. Ready? Then they that gladly received His word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. They gladly received God's word. They were baptized. That means they identified publicly with Jesus Christ. They weren't ashamed to be His servant and to be His follower. Amen? And they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. They continued steadfast. They persisted in what they were doing. In what? In fellowship. In breaking of bread. In prayer. This is the early church. Okay? and fear came upon every soul. That word fear is not just they were afraid, but it was hard times. How many hard times in your life has driven you to your knees? Can I see your hands? Not a bad thing, is it, sometimes, to let you know that you, I guess you're not as big as you think you are, Clark. You need me. You need others. Amen. And that's the way the early church was. But it was also a respect for God. Fear came upon every soul. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Guys, at Fellowship, we don't flop around and roll like a chicken on the floor, okay? I'm going to tell you something right now. We've seen amazing signs and wonders at Fellowship Church. The lives of people. I'm a living testimony of the resurrected power of Jesus Christ. One of the hardest things that you can go through in life, and God is still faithful. God is still faithful. God is still faithful. God is still a good God. I call that a sign and a wonder. You know what I'm saying? And in your life, it happens in your life. That's signs and wonders, baby. Amen. Say, aren't you glad signs and wonders work at the house too and not just when the cameras are rolling? Say. Come on. And all that believed were what? And had all things what? Common. And they sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had what? So they continued steadfast in giving possessions and sharing as others had need. That should mark who we are, caring for people, loving on people, helping others. And they continuing daily with one what? In the temple. So they continued in one accord. What? Unity. What breaks unity? Somebody take a wild guess. Selfishness. Well, look at that. I've not seen too many businesses, families, churches, organizations destroyed over, they're just too serving. They're just willing to help you. They love you. Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it? That, you see what I'm saying? Continue daily in one accord. Breaking bread from house to house, they did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. They continued daily in one accord in the church, in their what? And in that case, they had other people living with them, most likely who had been displaced because of persecution. It's one thing to get along here. How about if I had to take nine of you home with me? Or how about if we had church in the house and you never leave? Serving is really important, isn't it? Come on. Continue daily in one accord in the church, in your home, with gladness and singleness of heart. Here's the heartbeat of fellowship. Here's the heartbeat of fellowship. Here's the heartbeat of the early church. We love Jesus. We love people. We love Jesus. We love people. We love Jesus. We love people. What if we hooked you up right now? Well, what's God seeing as He hooks up to you? What's your heart saying? I love me. I'm selfish. It's all about me. When will He shut up on stage? When will the building ever be done? What is it? What's beating right now? It ought to be we love Jesus, we love people. You hear me, yes or no? Come on. Praising God and having favor with all the people. I love that. They were so persecuted, so distressed in that early church. But they were praising God, man. And the Lord added to the what? Daily should be saved. I guarantee it. We love Jesus. We love people. We serve Him. Not concerned about getting the glory, getting the credit, whatever. We will be an incredible success, as we have been for 12 years, still held up in a high school. While we watch a campus, millions of dollars be built for the glory of God. Amen? It's incredible. God is a faithful God. So continue to share Jesus with others. The Church of Jesus Christ was built on this what? And we're done, Raj, right? I hope. Servitude. There it is. That's the rock. Servitude's building your life on that rock. Selfishness is building your life on, look at my little pretty little sandcastle. And God goes, look at that. That's what Danny does when we go to the beach. It's crazy. People spend all this time. She doesn't do as much now, but we used to take her to the beach, and it's like, there's a sandcastle there, and she goes over there. And Kim goes, you know, she's a lot like you. Terrible. 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 How many ever did that? How many ever lost at the Monopoly game? You were losing and you flipped the board. How many ever done that? Oh, yeah. What boardwalk? What park place? I don't remember. Terrible, ain't it? So where are you at, baby? Come on. Where are you at today with the message? Come on. What we got, Rog? Servitude. I want to be a what? A servant of Jesus Christ. Let's praise the Lord for His word this morning. I enjoyed it. Good time. Amen.